on Friday. We had a good start to the game, got a couple point lead. We were up 14-11 at the end of the first quarter, 29-24 at halftime. We really held that lead till probably halfway through the fourth quarter. And then Mount Edgecombe was able to tie the game and go ahead, I believe. And then we had a couple of really good possessions on the defensive end. We were able to score. I believe we got the ball back with the game tied. Scored. Mount Edgecombe missed, so we spread the floor and got fouled. And Shell Woodstock made 3 out of 4 free throws, and Kane McKay made his last 2 free throws, and we won 57-50. So it was very exciting.
That sounds like a crazy exciting game, especially being here at home.
Yeah, it was. And Stuart Kahn had a fantastic ball game. He had 22 points, had 12 points in the first quarter for us. Kane McKay had a very solid game with 13, and then Blaine Volk came off the bench and again played well and had 9 for us.
So what do you tell him after a game like that?
You know, we talked a lot about being solid at the end, making our free throws, and that we had another tough game coming up on Saturday.
What happened then?
Well, and then we did. Mount Edgecombe came out, and we couldn't stop them in transition. They scored 22 points in the first quarter and increased their, it was 22-16 at the end of the first quarter, but we were giving up way too many layups. And then they actually stretched the lead out to 41-29. So they had a 12-point lead at halftime. And we just were never able to slow them down. They just kept attacking us. They actually, in the third quarter, stretched the lead out to 19 points. And kind of the same pattern at the beginning of the third quarter. They were getting out in transition too much. We kept getting lost defensively, and they were making easy shots. But from that point forward, about halfway through the third quarter, we were able to slowly creep back into the game and close the lead down to 42-51. And we had talked at halftime if we could get it to single digits going into the fourth quarter, we felt pretty good. And we did. We had it to 9 points. And so we kept slowly just kind of picking away at the lead. Got it down to 3 with less than a minute to go. Fouled them. They missed their free throw, and we came down and hit a Stuart Kahn hit a 3, which tied the game. Mount Edgecombe got the ball back. We fouled them again, and they missed the front end of a 1-on-1. So we got the ball back with about 12 seconds to go. I had a timeout. We came down the floor, and I let the guys play a little bit, but I could see that we weren't going to get a good look at the basket, so I called a timeout just as we had kind of fumbled the ball. And I don't know if we lost possession or not, but anyway, we got a timeout with 2.1 seconds to go and ran a sideline play, and worked really well. Stuart Kahn hit a tough 15-footer, and we won the game 62-60. So very exciting.
Oh, my gosh, 2 exciting games for the home crowd.
Yeah, and it was, what was really nice about it is it was senior night, and both of the seniors stepped up and played really well. Stuart ended up with 16 points for us, but Kane McKay had 12 for us, and Colby Bell had 12 also, but he had 8 points in the third quarter, and really all 8 of those points were when we were from 19 points down to come back, and so he was a big part of us coming back. So a good way for the seniors to go out. They've been a big part of what they both are 4-year varsity players. Really nice for them to have their last home game be one that people will remember, and for them both to be really solid in the game at the beginning for Kane and then in the third quarter for Colby. A nice way for them to finish their basketball careers here.
Awesome. And what's next for the team then?
We go on a 4-game road trip. We get to see Mount Edgecombe again Wednesday night. We play them Wednesday, Thursday, and then we play Sitka Friday, Saturday for our last games of the year before regionals.
Okay, well, good luck with that.
All right, thank you.